Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're back here on a Monday, February 27th. Hi, Tori.
Hello.
I don't know why I had a feeling today's March 1st for some reason. I don't know.
Start of the week, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe I can't wait for February to be over, although it was a good month, I think, for me.
Yeah.
You know, I like the rain. You know, we made up for a drought here.
Yeah.
And things otherwise are looking good.
So we all got wet.
We all got wet for a while there.
That's such an inappropriate thing to
say. Yeah, right? Okay, so we were moist.
Yes.
I think we went over this once.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed.
Where you have a problem with the word wet.
No, so, I have a problem with the word moist.
But you said wet, and that's what triggered it.
Yeah, well, wet, that's just sexy.
Right, like, but yeah. Moist is even sexier.
No, that's the worst word ever.
Really?
Ugh. Moist.
Moisture in the air? Yeah, yeah, really?
Moist.
Moist. Okay. So you're referring to the sound of the word.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Not to the meaning.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, most people don't like moist. It's a very famous unliked word.
Really?
Oh, very well.
Oh, yeah. Well, what should Donnie Most say? It sounds almost like moist.
No, most is great. He's got most the most happiness. He's
but
the best.
The moist.
It's the eye.
It's that going
the
into
eye,
the nose
it's
thing.
It's the nose thing. Moist. The journey into the nose.
Well, it is a Monday. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did. How about
good.
You?
Good. I had a, let's see. Yeah, a good weekend. Uneventful, but, you know, it's a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
last night was crazy. Yeah.
Yes, you watched the Oscars?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't watch?
No, well, I counted on you to watch it for me.
Thanks.
I figured she's probably watching it. I don't need to watch it because I really don't want to.
No, it was great. It was a good one. Kimmel was funny. It was great. It was a funny thing. And then a big snafu at the end.
Yes. And but everything in between sounded pretty interesting, too. You know, there's a few things they're talking about and everything. But, you know, what I thought was cool is that, did you know our former guest won?
I know, Christoph. I was so excited to see
yes,
him.
Yes, Christoph Diak was a guest here
Sing.
Last week or
That's
two weeks
right.
ago. And for a movie Sing, it's a live-action short film. And actually, Time Code was also nominated.
I saw that too.
Right?
I was so excited. We'd also talked with him.
Exactly.
Oh,
so they were
so
both
neat.
Nominated on there, and the movie Sing won. And if you're into short film, you should definitely see this. It's made in Romania, right?
I think so, yeah, Bucharest, Tori? Yes, I think
yeah.
so.
So that's where this takes
hungry.
Place, and
yeah,
it's
hungry.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Hungry, is it?
I think so.
Really?
I thought so.
Mm. I think we're confusing the two.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
But it was great.
I'm known to not know
you
the
are, you are. And he got a nice applause. He said, you know, something
Oh, so
about
you saw him? He was actually on the stage?
Yeah, he spoke.
Really? No, because I didn't think this category was even shown.
Oh, no, it was big. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
He got up. He came in. He spoke. He got a round of applause speaking about open borders. I mean, he was a great. It was great. It was really neat to see him.
Wow,
yeah,
how
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I wish he'd mentioned LA Talk Radio.
No, he did not. He did not. No, but there's the big news was what happened at the very end.
Yes.
Did you see it?
No, but I heard
it?
All about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Go ahead and summarize that for us. It was, I guess, a blunder as far as to what movie you won.
Yes. Best Picture came up and the envelopes were switched. So Beatty got an envelope that said Emma Stone La La Land, which was for Best Actress for the previous category. So he didn't know what to do and he gave it to Faye Dunaway and she saw La La Land and said it. And then the stage manager ran on stage and said, No, you've got the
you.
Wrong envelope as they're giving their thanks to their wives for making them better men and everything.
Oh, so they already came on the stage and
oh,
everything.
Oh, yeah.
So it took that long to figure it out?
Oh, you got to watch it, Sam.
Really?
This is like one of
now
the biggest
big
moments
blunder.
In Oscars history.
Right? I mean, the thing is, if they didn't catch on right away.
No, this was crazy.
Yeah.
They all were giving speeches, and then you see a guy in a microphone headset, stage manager of some kind, running on stage, and you think, what's happening? And then they're talking and talking, and then in the middle of a speech, someone's like, I think we lost. And then they're like, they came on, and then Beatty came back on, and Kimmel was like, this is not a joke. And then the producers were like, you know, this is not a joke. Moonlight, you guys won. Come on up. So then Moonlight came up, and the La La Land gave their Oscars over to Moonlight.
Wow, what a weird thing.
And Beatty was like, I want to say what happened when I, and he explained everything. And it was just a bizarre, what happens, in case you didn't know, Emma Stone also says, and it's true, she was like, wait, I had my Emma Stone card envelope, so how could they also have had it? But if you don't know, Pricewaterhouse always has two copies of the envelopes in briefcases with two accountants on either wings of the stage, and they are there to give out. And what happened was Beatty took the, or got, or was given the wrong, the duplicate of Emma Stone.
Right. So someone whose sole job was to do this fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a big, biggest night of the biggest Hollywood group, and it was the biggest award, and it could not have been. And I had just won my poll at my party. So I walk over, I'm going to the bathroom, I'm enjoying, and then I hear, what? And I race out, and everyone's like, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. We got the wrong envelope. I mean, it's something you only doesn't happen.
Yeah, right?
So.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's pretty. They're saying also that Jimmy Kimmel has a little dissed Matt Damon. Did you even notice that? Because I guess he's always been dissing him on his show.
Yeah, they have a long standing feud. Yeah, they had many.
Oh, so they do. So this is a known thing.
Oh yeah, the Matt Damon. Okay. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they have they're really good friends, but it's a long standing feud between Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel. So they had many segments where he was dissing him.
Yeah,
all
right.
The time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, and this was supposed to be funny, right?
Oh, yeah. It's just a fake feud that everyone knows about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm looking at the jokes here. They didn't seem that funny to me, but maybe you had to be there, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. But what other winners were there that you were happy with?
Well, there's some really big upsets. Film editing went to Hacksaw Ridge, which was, everyone definitely thought La La Land was supposed to really get... There was up for 14 awards, and they did not get a lot. And a lot
but
of
but they did get quite a few, though.
A lot went. They got some major ones, but the production design and I think that
did get production design,
and they didn't get film editing, and
they got some music.
Yeah, it was a shock for a lot of La La Land people, and that makes sense because they didn't actually win Best Picture. So when you don't get the momentum in the beginning, you usually aren't going to win Best Picture.
That's true.
So Kenneth Lonergan was a big upset. He won for Manchester by the Sea for screenplay. And Emma Stone took Best Actress, which was very exciting for La La
right?
Land.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Best Actor went to who?
Casey Affleck from
really?
Manchester,
and Manchester
he
by the
has
sea.
Been dogged by sexual assault accusations from women. So it's been a weird thing that he won. People are a little upset about it.
Yeah, I guess I never saw the movie, but Ryan Gosling didn't really deserve leading, best actor, right?
Oh, some people would argue he did.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't... Well, I don't know. I mean, for Casey Affleck to win over Ryan Gosling, that's kind of weird, no?
Well,
unless he really put in a good performance in that movie.
You haven't seen... Manchester by the Sea is a tragic drama. So he had a lot more
acting. The Academy likes this shit.
Well, yeah, it's a lot more acting. But Ryan Gosling was also good, I guess. He wasn't... Right. It wasn't as heavy, I guess, as a movie. But they both... Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling were surprisingly really, really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, I even thought that Andrew Garfield deserved it for Hacksaw Ridge. I mean, he carried a whole movie on his shoulders.
Yeah, but so
literally.
But if you see Casey Affleck, it's a better performance.
Really?
Yeah. You just have to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably has to do more with the story, though, right?
Yeah, and the screenplay and the writing. But, it's just... I preferred his performance over.
Right.
I didn't love Hacksaw Ridge, to be honest.
Right. Plus, I did. But it's also a Mel Gibson movie, so maybe people still...
And it was interesting.
Him.
They won two awards, which people didn't think they'd even get that because of Gibson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gibson, man, he looked weird.
Really?
He looked like gray, like a ghost of himself.
Really?
Yeah, he was... Wow. And he constantly was getting jokes told about him and stuff, so...
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that's not a good place to be in, let me tell you. Not in Hollywood, not where...
No.
That's where your friends hang out,
It's not good.
Wow.
Awkward. And then they tweeted Trump and was like, hey, you up? Question mark.
During the show?
Yeah.
Are you serious? So I've been watching Arrival, and I'm only 20 minutes away from finishing.
Nice.
So I got to tell you, first of all, when they first saw the creatures, I knew this has to be just the feet or the legs, man. There's no way. You know the creatures in the beginning, like, they only show, like, those tentacles and stuff,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But I figured, but these can't be just them. I mean, these are just their feet, and I think they're as big as the whole friggin' spaceship.
Oh, I don't know.
And you know what? They showed that they're pretty high up there.
Oh, I always thought it was just that.
I think those are pods for single creatures. I don't know. Have you seen the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're not agreeing with me. So.
No, I just, I thought that was
which
the whole
is good.
Creature. Yeah.
Which is good, you know? Maybe they won't show it in the end, but to me, it seemed like it became a huge thing.
Well, the end is a different kind of twist.
I'm looking forward to that.
It has nothing to do with the aliens.
Right. It's probably her and the girl.
It's
whatever.
Something, exactly.
Yeah, they mix the drama with the action and... And
it's a good twist.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like they keep flashing back and forth with the little girl dying and all this, and then her and
yeah.
But yeah, there's something there. They obviously
the
wanted to make it more than just an alien movie, right?
Yeah, it's and I think her. Yeah, it ties in. I mean, the whole ending ties into it, but it's a really good twist. I thought it was a great twist, and a lot of people were upset that Amy Adams was not nominated for Best Actress.
Well, I didn't think she did that great a job.
That's why she wasn't nominated.
You can make that argument. Yeah. She should be happy she was nominated for a movie like this because
she wasn't
movies
nominated.
Like this, Best Picture. Wait a minute, she wasn't nominated for Best Actress.
That's what I was saying.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, right?
Yeah.
Oh, because there was only five. Only six, no, five nominees.
Right.
Five nominees, and she wasn't one of them. You're right. I thought she would be.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Wow. No, I mean, I thought she was just because they talked about it.
Yeah, it was definitely expected she would be not winning, but get a nomination. And she was also acting with, like, nothing, green screen, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, it was kind of, so when she came out, everyone gave her really strong applause for presenting.
Yeah, but definitely no caliber of Oscar, an Oscar award, you know, not in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a good movie. I sort of expected more, but maybe when I see the ending, it'll sort of like wrap it up together for me. But so let's see. Okay, so the best pictures were the nominations. Okay, Arrival, Fences. Have you seen Fences?
I have, yeah.
Oh, so you've seen a lot of these movies
already.
Wow. Okay, so you're not wasting your time. Good.
No.
Did you like Fences?
I loved it. I thought Denzel, I definitely thought he was going to take Best Actor. And
really?
He wanted so bad to win because it was him directing himself. And he, like, there were tears in his eyes when Casey Affleck won.
Really?
And Casey Affleck, like, said something to Denzel on stage, being like, "You were the man who taught me acting." And Denzel was just stone-faced.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So he was upset.
So he probably expected to.
Oh, yeah. Win. And he really wanted to win. And Viola Davis did take it for Best Supporting Actress. And her speech was, it was very, you know, she's a great speaker, great orator.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I would say for the most part, these are Oscar caliber movies, which means that nobody sees them. But, you know.
Wait, what do you mean?
A lot of people don't see these movies. You know, I mean, most people. OK, you ask them, have you seen any movies that were nominated for the Oscar? Many people say no, or maybe one or two. You know,
really?
I saw Arrival, but I haven't. And Hacksaw Ridge. But I haven't seen the La La Land, the big drama.
Oh, I think a lot of people saw La La Land, and
yeah,
La La Land was enormous.
Don't like it. Did you know that a lot of women don't like it?
Also, it's also like very white on white people congratulating themselves on Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very whitewashed film. So there was a lot of controversy that if it did win Best Picture, which they almost did,
right.
It's saying a lot because Moonlight is, I think, a better and deeper film.
Right. Now, let me ask you, do you think that La La Land was consciously very white? Or was it just like inadvertently, like a result of Hollywood culture?
I don't know. I don't know the answer
to
that. Was
it essential to the story, do you think?
No. I mean, there certainly could have been characters that were... She had friends. There were many like cast members that could have been of color or certain diverse. But it was, and I liked the film. I'm not saying this as someone who didn't like the film. But it was pretty white. I mean, the only person of color of any real significance was John Legend in one scene. So, you know, it was kind of a glaring...
Right.
Thing.
But they're telling the story. I mean, does everything have to be politically
not
correct?
At all. Not asking. At all. Totally.
Because what about films that are black only?
Yeah, I mean, like Moonlight was all black.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I agree. It's just
but
like...
But maybe it's essential to the story. I don't know. Maybe there's no room for a white person in
oh, for Moonlight, it absolutely was Moonlight. Essential. But for right. La La Land, it was all about present day LA.
Right.
You know.
Oh, it's present day
yeah,
LA.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay. So there's got to be more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hold on. We're getting a call here. And whoops, he just hung up. I know who it is. So, but we'll get, he'll call back. But no, really, I mean, you know, we can't like expect like what we call diversity in every movie, because you're telling a story, you know, and sometimes it you have to put all white or all black people.
Yeah.
Or all, you know.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. But that, that's weird that like in L.A. current day, she didn't have
current day
anyone of color. That
I thought
no
this
sense.
Was like for the 40s, 50s.
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
So this is present day.
Present day.
Mm, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tough question, you know?
Yeah.
Was it by design?
And I think, you know, imagine. There was a lot of articles. For instance, an Arab American actor wrote, if La La Land wins Best Picture, I will quit acting. And that was because he was like, This is crazy. It's a good film. This isn't the best film. I can't get even an audition for anything like this. And, you know, it's very whitewashed. It was just known. And in Hollywood is being a little silly for that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But,
Yeah. Well, very touchy subject. You know, I'm just sick of still people going, you know, checking out every event and going, we don't have enough diversity.
Oh, no, it was a great, it was record
you know,
year
it's
for
just
diversity.
Like, I think, look, and every year, you know, I don't care about who wins. I'm saying, look at who plays part of it. I think for the most part, you know, black people are leading in so many fields that why are we even talking about this, you know? I mean, you do have like the Denzels and the Spike Lees and all this that have established themselves as big filmmakers, and there's a million of them, you know, just like there's whites and there's, you know,
but like the last 2 years, I disagree
sports,
with that.
Look, in sports,
I know, but that's too, I mean, in the last 2 years of the Oscars, the big nominations, not one was of a person of color, and that's crazy. So there is a problem,
but is
when
that
not
by
being
design? I mean,
just
do
not,
we even have to look
not,
at that?
Yeah, I would think so. As a person of color, I would want to look at that.
Yeah, but, you know, again, I mean, we're trying...
Just because some people
Well, we'd like to believe this is based on achievement. Okay?
Yeah, but there aren't roles being written, so they don't have... They literally don't have roles to audition for, because no one's being represented. So if you don't have black writers or black authors or black playwrights or black directors, no one's offering a role of a significant someone for
but
an African American.
But don't you think there are many that are?
No.
No?
No, I
you
think
don't think there's a
the
lot.
Majority by a you large amount.
Okay,
is
so that's the majority, but that's the majority of the population too, wouldn't you
no,
say?
No, it's not. I do not
Why?
Think it's equally represented.
No, but black people is known to be 13% of the population. I think they have even a bigger impact on our culture, and that's a great thing. That's what I think. I think it's like I don't. People watch sports; they don't even question: is this guy black? Is this guy white? It's just like they're players and they're good players,
right? But that's a sport, and this is an art where they're talking about characters and people.
But okay, but I think in art also, I think many black people have established themselves and accomplished quite a bit. And I think if we went into it, you know, because I don't know much about the arts, but I'm just feeling that in many different fields, in most fields, I think we've integrated. Black people very well.
People
again,
of color.
Maybe I don't. What, they see differently. I know.
No.
They see differently.
No,
because
factually,
they have to,
Sam, this is an issue that is number wise. They do not get enough auditions. They do not get enough roles, and it is completely one sided and lopsided for many, many years. I mean, that's not fair to say that this is just their opinion. This is fact with percentages.
No, not their opinion. Their experience. I think their experience is different from ours. I mean,
as
from
a,
being
white
a white
woman, yeah. No, you still don't see. I stood up. I stand up for them because. There are not enough roles of people for people of color. Mm.
Okay, well that I'll accept.
So therefore, you don't get auditions.
My question is why though? Do you why?
Because
do
it's
you,
it's a white based culture. I think it was a racist thing up until like the 60s, 70s. I mean, it took a while for people of color to even be nominated, to even win. It was huge. Halle Berry was like the second black woman to win.
Yeah, but to generalize about the whole population, about being racist and stuff.
Well, I didn't say anything about being racist. I just,
no, or, okay, well.
I was saying La La Land is really white. That's all I said.
You said about Hollywood and all this. Not
the
just
Oscars
La La
have been incredibly.
Right.
The Oscars particularly.
Well, the Oscars have. I mean, look.
Yeah,
look, I'll agree with you on the Oscars, but I think in as far as creativity, I think there's a lot of black culture out there, and I think it's a great thing. I don't know. But,
and it's not just blacks. There's not a lot of Asian roles. There's not a lot of Latina roles. A lot of the Arab American was saying, I play terrorists every single time. There's no, there's very few roles for anyone who isn't white. It's true. There's just a majority of that out there for auditions. So therefore, for one Filipino role, a million people are going to go after it because it's the one role. We're supposed to a lot more roles for people spread out
right,
who are white.
Right. Okay. So now let me ask you this. Is there anything wrong with white people? That's what I want to ask you.
You mean like in general?
Yeah, in general. I mean, why is it that you know, hold on. We get Nicole. We'll come back to it. Okay.
We're
getting into charged conversation. I'm not really happy about it, but let's see. Hi,
is
Casey.
Is anything wrong
are
with
you
white
there?
People? Yeah, there's a lot.
Casey?
Yeah.
How's it going, my friend?
Good.
Yeah, this conversation is going in all kinds of wild directions, man. And
it's not wild.
Well,
it is,
you know,
it is what it is. I mean, I know. See, what Tori's saying is, I mean, okay, let's see. Like this, what people are complaining about, especially black actors and stuff. Studios are not greenlighting movies.
Correct.
That put black people in a good light. How Fences was about a black family and what their struggle and how the father passed and everything and what they went through. There's not a lot of movies that show like the back family in a good light.
Or just movies that aren't necessarily about the black culture. There's just normal people of different colors. There's not a lot of roles for that.
Right, and it's not just blacks though. It's all types of cultures.
Right, Asians,
Latino. I can't remember the last time I've seen an Asian movie where they put Asian people in their culture in a good light.
Right,
but that's not saying the public doesn't want it. It's the studios. What they greenlight, what they pass on. In order for Denzel to make that movie, for that movie to come out, he had to do it himself.
Yeah,
it wasn't like something where Paramount's like, you know, Denzel, we got a great idea, we think you'd be perfect for it.
Yeah, he had to do that exactly, and that's for August Wilson. I'm just saying.
But do you think, Tori, that I mean, look, these are studios, right? They make business decisions. Right, so if they choose to greenlight white movies, maybe they feel that's what's going to make them the most money, and that's just because of sheer numbers. It's not because you know white people are this or that. It's just that there's more white people than anything.
That's
in this
absurd,
country.
Though.
You don't think the majority of the population?
Saying that white people would only go see white movies.
No, that's not at all what I'm saying.
Okay,
what I'm saying is the majority. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, okay, why are the studios aiming this at the white population?
Because it's been a white supremacist culture for all this time.
But why do you choose to look at it as supremacist and not as a business thing?
Dude, in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, it was a supremacist
issue. Okay, but I'm talking
to
you about now.
But you're saying why now? Because the culture has been that way for decades and decades. It's just now that black people are allowed to even be greenlighting what Casey was saying in studios, or Latinos, or Arabs, or Filipinos. You don't get that because the whole culture has been that way for decades.
Okay, but I'm still contending that they're just going after the biggest segment of the population, and that's what they do because it's a business thing. But Casey, go ahead. What did you...
Actually, I was just listening. I just feel it's things are better, but it always could be better. Me personally,
absolutely could be better.
It's not a topic that. I mean, I understand. Like my mother, she would go on about this. She's just like, there should be more movies. Yada yada yada. But I'm saying, Mom, the movies that do well. For example, if Snoop does a silly movie like Friday or something like that, people go see that, and it's like that movie makes money, and the studios are like, okay, that's the blueprint we should do. That's how you make a black movie, which is not true.
Right.
But it just happens like that. I don't know how to fix it because I'm not the best person because, like I said, I haven't seen Fences and I feel terrible now.
Yeah, you're terrible, Casey. No, but like even for instance, if I watch a British film, maybe the husband is Asian and the wife is. It's just more diverse, literally.
Movies need to reflect more of how there's so many interracial.
That's
couples.
What I'm saying.
I think we
That's
should reflect
saying.
More of that too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at commercials, commercials are like a true thing. What's going on? Commercials have stepped it up in a lot.
And
a big
they have same sex marriage on commercials. They have interracial couples.
Yeah, I know that.
So what's the remedy, Tori? What do we do about this? How do we make Hollywood more diverse?
Literally, what Casey said is actually the best thing you can do. You have to green light more roles. For it comes from the studios, the networks. Studios have to green light.
Sam.
Yeah, it's the studios. They have to okay more roles that are open to not just a hot white guy who, it has to be open to, a lot of people are now doing non-color based auditioning. So it doesn't matter if you're white, black. It's just the best actor. Right. That's what it should be.
And that's what it should be. I agree. Definitely.
It
should
be.
Okay, bye, Casey.
I agree with you. It's totally. Got to be the best. And that's why, that's how I started really the conversation, is saying, I don't see why we're still talking about this.
Well, when I'm an actress and I get a breakdown, it usually will say like Caucasian, skinny. So instead of saying, she's bright, but she's quirky, and she's a science-based, instead of saying no color, which
but
is wow.
But they have to be concerned with the look in a movie. If they had a white character, okay, we don't know if it's, we're not saying it's okay or not okay to have a white character in there. All I'm saying that if that's what they need, that's what they're going to look for.
I'm saying that they don't necessarily need that. I'm saying nowadays you're saying no color.
So you're generalizing. I don't know that. I mean, you got to talk about a specific script and tell me, look.
Like
this
a bunch
is
of school kids in a classroom, and they're right. It doesn't have to be all white.
That's
so
true.
Now it's
absolutely.
Like non-color based. I'm getting a lot more of where it doesn't say the color of race, which is great.
Okay, so that's really for minor roles, though.
No, it could be anything. It could be supporting roles. It could be the mother. It could be the father, the husband,
right,
the dad.
Right.
The
I
wife.
I don't know. You know, I mean, again, like, I don't know. I read a lot of books, and I see diversities in stories and fiction and stuff. So maybe somewhere between the written word and the screen.
Yeah, it's the studios.
Something gets lost.
It's
there.
The studios.
Yeah.
You don't green light it. It's not okay. You know, so you have to change at the top. And that's why you saw, like, when you see Madea, like, he just created it. You know, he created everything because no one was going to green light it.
But why don't the studios green light it?
I'm telling you, it's because of, like, a long standing racial history.
So you
in
don't
Hollywood.
Think it's money? You don't think, I mean, you're saying that they would take a chance over a white film that would make them less money than, let's say, an all black film just because of racism?
I don't really understand the question.
Okay, let me tell you what the question is again. Let me try and put it again. Let's say they had two films. The more diverse one, okay, would make them more money. Okay, they just figure because of the marketing and everything. They know in advance how much a movie is going to make. Okay, so let's say they take a diverse film. It's going to take. It's going to make them more money. Then there's an all-white film that's going to make them less money. Do you think they're going to green light the white one or the diverse one?
Well, I mean, I don't know the two movies you're saying. For instance, like, I don't think a lot of people thought Moonlight, all black for the first time ever, the all-black cast and crew, won Best Picture.
Right.
So, like, you don't know if it's going to be a hit because that isn't allowed. And see what happens. Look what happens. It wins Best Picture over, like, what a lot of people thought was going to be La La Land. So the potential is there. As we
right,
just see.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. You see, if it won, then it just shows you that I don't think, you know, that the best, okay, what I'm saying is the best film won, right?
But you don't understand how matter. Much of an upset that was. So that I'm just saying that wasn't.
So it was, but we're talking about now, Tori. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't understand.
I'm not talking
what you're
about
saying,
the 60s and the 70s. I'm talking about now. Okay,
I still don't think, and I still don't think there's at all a lot of roles for
So you think it was a big upset, even in today's
films. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Huge.
All right. Okay, I'll...
Well, you haven't seen the movie.
No, I haven't seen the movie.
So you
but
can't
I,
really, like...
But I respect it that... No, I believe if it won, I believe it's a good movie. And to me, there's nothing wrong with it winning. That's what
right.
I'm saying. I'm saying, in fact, that the best movie won regardless of what race it is.
Right.
Okay. So I don't see the racism. You know what I'm saying?
How are you saying there's saying no? You're saying upset. There's no racism in Hollywood because Moonlight won?
I'm not saying there's no racism at all. What I'm saying is obviously there was no racism in this Oscars, right?
Right.
If a black film won.
Right, but
I
that
mean,
came after 2 years of Oscars that had no people of any color in the top category.
And
so
what about
they switched the president,
two.
Who now is an African-American woman, who's really trying to make it a more diverse with the voters and who they allow to vote. So that's because we've actually stepped up and tried to make it happen.
Okay, which is cool, right?
Yeah.
So it's okay. We're moving in the right direction,
would I would say? Think so, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. That's the good news, folks. So now, let's see what else. Let me close out all the Oscar thing because we talked it to death. Bill Paxton passed.
Yes.
And
R.I.P.
He was 61 years old. I guess he there were complications through over surgery.
Yeah, heart surgery,
right?
Unfortunately.
Heart surgery?
Heart surgery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, he that definitely was expecting to come out on top. He had told people, he's like, I'll be back. He was, I mean, he has a new show coming out, this new season of Training Day, the TV show from the Denzel Washington movie.
Really?
He's the Denzel Washington character.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be very awkward and very sad. He was well known as a really well-loved and respected and nice guy.
Right.
So it's a really, it's very sad.
Yeah, yeah. No, I you know, but the thing is, I don't understand is when celebrities die, people start putting on Facebook, oh, my heart is broken. I'm so sad. I'm so depressed. It's like, come on, you didn't even know the guy. When was the last time you even thought about him?
Oh, Paxton, man.
You know? No, I mean, he's an actor and he's cool, but some people don't even know who he is. But that's not the point. The point is people are saying things as though they're like family members, and they're not. You never even met the guy. Don't tell me it's like ruined your whole day, you know?
Well,
that's just my opinion.
Yeah, but if you're like a movie, if you're
sad, but
if like you're an art lover and you've never met Picasso, you'd be sad if you were like, or like when someone died. You know, it's just like a hero of yours that dies.
Yeah, but people die all the time. You know, that's what I'm saying. Why don't normal people get anything for it?
Because they aren't on the screen.
Yeah, right. Wow. So, you know, they got a quiz, I guess, on CNN. They've had the whole week on the history of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to take a short quiz on comedy or because it's hard?
All right, let's see. I don't know. Let's just hear one question.
Okay. They do give you multiple choice, though.
Okay. Let's hear a question.
Okay. And we'll both try and see if we can do it because I haven't taken it. But we'll just take a few minutes at it and see what we really know. And, and you as a comedian, especially. So am I putting you on the spot?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay. So who is considered to be the first stand-up comedian? Frank Fay, Will Rogers, Milton Berle, and Jack Benny. What do you think? I mean, it's like we don't know
Will
any
Rogers?
Of them, right?
I know Will Rogers, Milton. I know that.
Right,
I just don't know who's first. Jack Benny.
I know.
I don't know.
I know.
Who's first?
I don't know. I would say maybe Milton Berle because he was like the oldest.
Yeah, I don't know. Will Rogers is also really old.
Okay, so which one do you want me to pick? Just tell me. It doesn't matter if we're right or wrong. Do you want
me to put Will Rogers?
Let's put Will Rogers. It was Frank Fay. We all missed it.
I don't know who that is.
Exactly. And that's, I think, the tendency we have. If we don't know the person, we don't choose them.
Right, because they're not part of the question.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I've forgotten you already. No, that's awesome.
We all
way to go, Fay.
Yeah, there you go. There's an SNL question. Okay, so NBC's Saturday Night Live gave us all of these catchphrases except...
Okay.
Let's see if I can do them. Bye-bye.
That's true. That's one. That's David Spade on the airplane.
Is it?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I thought that
bye-bye.
Was... Oh, because I'll tell you where I thought that was from. I thought that was from Roseanne of Zanadana, which was Gilda Radner.
Oh, I love Gilda. No, that was David Spade. Bye-bye. They're on the airport.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. It's Always Something, which I remember that. That's that was the... It's Always Something. Isn't that the church lady or something? I think it's
the church lady.
Then we have Can We Talk?
Yeah, that's...
And
that's,
More Cowbell.
Okay, so it's. I think it's the second one.
Which one?
The second one.
Can We Talk? Or It's Always Something?
Yeah.
You think that one is not...
Right.
From Saturday Night Live?
I think so, because More Cowbell is Christopher Walken, and then Can We Talk is Mike Myers with Coffee Talk. And we know the first one is Bye-Bye, so I think it's the second
one. But Can We Talk is what's her name?
Can We Talk?
Yeah,
Joan
that's
Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
But he said he had Coffee Talk. Can We Talk?
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe he was mimicking her?
He was doing his mother-in-law, Jewish mother-in-law, actually.
Okay, so it's Always Something I know is part of SNL.
All right, let's try Can We Talk. Can You Talk?
Okay,
Can
let's
talk?
Do Can We Talk. We won. You see, we got it right. So there you go.
Can
it was
we
a
talk?
Joan Rivers thing, yeah.
Can We Talk?
Okay, so anyway, that's all the questions. No, there's other things, but then it's visual and we can't go over there, so the hell with that, right? Okay, no more Oscars here. Okay, but we probably want to talk about the fact that Trump is skipping the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Hasn't happened since Reagan, no. And they're saying, and Reagan missed it.
Yeah.
Because he was recovering from an assassination.
Yeah, he had a right to miss it. He really did. He got shot.
But did you really think Trump would go after what Obama and the other people did to him the last time?
You don't understand. That is what they go after everyone. No one's going after Trump particularly. They go after Obama, anybody. It's a whole roast. But what's interesting to people is
how he reacts to it.
Yeah, Seth Meyers was doing the joke. Remember the famous moment? And he was doing the about Trump, and then Obama came up and did stuff on Trump, and it was that moment people think that Trump decided, I'm going to beat this man. I will not allow a black man to make fun of me.
Oh, wow.
That's what a lot of people think is the catalyst of, like, and unfortunately, he was right under a spotlight, if you see the footage, and his face is like...
But that interpretation, again, it's so inflammatory, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't like being made fun of. Yeah, no, I'm just saying... No,
he hates when people make fun of him,
right? Really, really does. But he especially doesn't like, for instance, like, when Sean Spicer's played by a woman, he doesn't like that a woman's playing him on SNL.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, so they do it extra for Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
So it was like a dig for him. No one else saw it as a dig. It was just what happens at the dinner.
Yeah.
But he does not have a sense of humor.
No.
I've never seen him laugh, ever.
Mm.
Have you ever seen him laugh?
Not very much.
Or like really smile like a good, like a ha-ha, like a real...
Right, no.
Like Obama, you've seen him crack up or something if a kid does something cute. Or you see like Reagan but even George W. Bush will giggle or something. But this is like, the man doesn't have a sense of humor. That's really scary.
Yeah, it seems like it's him against the rest of us, you know?
Yeah, it's very much, when he says a chaos presidency, it's a presidency where everyone's an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So then
it becomes... And that's how they came into power is that way, you know? I mean, the media is an enemy. And
that's how the intelligence community is an enemy. So they did, they're trying to find the leakers in the White House. And apparently the leakers are using an app that when you send a message to someone, it erases immediately. It's like this new, it's like what Snapchat used to be so that no one can find the leaks.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a leak party where they had to give off their phones and so they could look, and someone leaked about them trying to find the leaker.
Whoa. Okay, let's take this phone call real quick. I think this is Casey again. No, it says call failed. What's going on? Okay, we'll call back. Okay, so, and Bill Paxton, I just wanted to say, I feel bad. It's sad. He's a great actor and everything, but I'm not gonna feel this. I'm not gonna pretend to feel the same way as if I was his wife or something. You
no
know?
One's pretending.
And
to
people
be,
but, do. They do. I'm telling you, it irritates.
No, but like if Tom Hanks passed away, knock on wood, people are gonna like when Michael Jackson. I never met Michael Jackson, but I felt horrible when he died.
Yeah,
because he had an impact on my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I just don't connect that way with
celebrities. But if, like, you know, like, let's say, like, one of your favorite musicians, for instance, passed.
Right, still. I mean, and they have, you know.
Yeah,
many
like,
of them
like Barry Gibb, like, would that, affect you in any way?
Not in that way, no. I would just say, I would post something like about their achievement or something, you know. They made me feel great, maybe it's a sad day, but that's about
it. He was also 61.
I'm not like paralyzed.
No, I don't, but he was also 61, about to have a huge sort of hopefully resurgence in his career. Yeah. So it sucks. The timing sucks.
Yeah. He was a good actor, though. I remember him in Twister and Alien.
Oh my God, True Lies? Do you remember him in True Lies?
True Lies. Ugh. He was in a lot of movies, actually, right?
He was great.
Titanic.
James Cameron loved him. He put him in everything.
That's true,
right?
They
were buddies. Yeah, he did. He put him in a lot of stuff.
Wow.
That's awesome. He was always just known as like a really cool, nice man on set.
He is a cool guy,
right? Yeah. He has a reputation of being very kind.
Yeah.
So it's sad when someone's 60 about to have a resurgence in their career and they die, you know, like out of nowhere. So that sucks.
Yeah. But, you know, still about that White House dinner, I wonder how it's going to look the next day after the dinner without the president there. It's going to look like, I mean, think about it. Another unprecedented thing, really, where it's about the White House.
I think Bloomberg is trying to cancel it, like the whole thing. It's just not going to go well.
No, right?
Also, Samantha Bee.
There's going to be some shit.
Or it's just not going to happen. Like, Samantha Bee's putting on a faux one that everyone's going to tune into and watch. But it's not going to go. If he's not there, then it's like, what's happening? You know what I mean?
Who are we going to?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Who are we roasting today?
Yeah, so he just doesn't have, he really just doesn't really have a sense of humor. But George W. Bush came out today. I never thought I would be praising W. But you know what? Well, he said, a freedom of the press is indispensable, which was a big word for him.
Wow.
Indispensable to democracy. And it's a direct sort of, it's a direct throwback right in Trump's face. He called it the enemy of the people. So yeah. I never thought I'd think W is.
Well, like I said, while you're on the right, you're not necessarily a Trump supporter.
Right.
You know what
right?
I'm saying?
Right. 100%. He has a strong base that's about 38%, but that's it. Those people are diehard. But conservatives are not pro Trump. Absolutely.
Yeah. So George W. Bush also, there's a headline that says power is addictive. That's, I guess, a quote that he had. But what was he talking? Where was he talking?
He was in an interview.
TV?
It was an interview. Yeah.
Really?
And he doesn't often do this. So
I know.
And the Bushes, the H.W. and W. and Laura Bush. And get this. Barbara Bush is speaking at a Planned Parenthood.
Really?
The daughter.
Wow.
I cannot get over this. The Bushes.
Wow.
That's when you know things have gone topsy-turvy. When I'm like, go Bush.
I guess when you go to extremes.
I mean, that's
you know,
crazy. But he said, it's sad to think that we could go after countries who don't have freedom of press when we ourselves don't have it ourselves, like lately. So, yeah. I mean, it was a direct hit. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump will hit back,
do that.
I'm sure.
I mean, there was a reason why, I don't like to compare our revolution to the French Revolution because they were quite different. But in France already, they saw the press as the important, fourth column.
What do you
because
think a revolution is about? That's exactly right.
Because that's who's supposed to let the people know what's going
the
on.
The truth. So I'm standing here. So if you guys don't know, New York Times put out, the New York Times was also barred from a White House press briefing. They put out a Oscar commercial that went really viral. And it's about the truth and how the truth is hard to find. And New York Times subscriptions, they were about to go out of business, is through the roof.
Whoa.
So I've already always had a New York Times. But here is a full page ad again in the New York Times talking about the truth. And it's white background, black writing. So they are... The truth is under attack. The truth is worth defending. The truth requires taking a stand. And then finally, the truth is more important now than ever, the New York Times.
I like
so
that.
So they
I
are. Like they're putting it out there and they're going face, fisticuff to fisticuff.
You see, the thing is that I don't care who the president is. We can't let go of our values, And I think what we're debating really right now is what our values are.
And it's so clear. It's the First Amendment.
Yeah,
they couldn't have made it more clear.
Right.
They made it the very first thing.
The first thing.
If it's like fourth or fifth, like I get it. Ninth, maybe. 11th, you're not even in the Bill of Rights. But the first thing.
Yeah.
So.
And that's what America is about,
Yeah. Freedom of the press is, I'm quoting W, indispensable to democracy.
Yeah.
Never thought that would happen in my life.
No. But I guess this, if nothing else, it shows you what a spectrum of places on the spectrum people can be, It's not like people are so extreme on one side or the other. There's a lot like in between, a lot of gray.
Totally.
That's where most people are.
Politics. The problem is when you get someone like Trump, he's an outlier. So he's all the way.
On
you don't
right,
do
yeah.
presidencies don't do well when you're that far over. You
no,
really just don't.
No.
You have
but
to
many
be in the
people
middle.
Felt that Obama was like that on the other side. You
I think
know?
He tried to be and yeah. then he realized it's not going to happen. Mm. And DC doesn't work like that. And so he was also you're absolutely right. He tried to come in and say, I'm going to change. But he then realized if something's going to happen, I've got to compromise and work and eventually do some executive orders. But Trump is like, no, I'm extreme. That's not going to end well.
Yeah, no. But the pendulum just went the other way. All the way.
Yeah. To Crazyville.
To
cry.
Hell, man.
Oh,
at least those
Lord.
Are interesting times. I mean, I got to tell you, I've never seen so much coverage over politics.
Yeah, George Orwell's CNN 1984, number one book on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
That's incredible.
That's incredible, right?
So people are at least educating themselves. New York Times through the roof. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
SNL's had the best ratings.
Really? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, and that's amazing. They've been on for like 40 years.
Yeah, but this is just, what's funny is because it's happening in live time because he tweets, it's a good medium because they can respond that week by changing the script.
Right.
They're live. I mean, they can do it. They're the quickest medium.
Yeah.
So weird.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and all these reporters are becoming famous, like Jake Tapper, and then Joe Scarborough. I mean, these guys are becoming like the Woodward and Bernsteins.
Right.
So,
and they're standing up for us.
Good
huh?
for us. Yeah. Good for them.
I know. I wish I had more time to watch TV. I really want to see what's going on. Like, pictures, you know?
Yeah.
So I should like maybe dedicate like, right?
Yeah, like or like at least try and see if on a computer if you can watch like in bed or something, like a Morning Joe or even just like a Jake Tapper thing. Like, see if you can watch or Lauren. So
oh, well, I have the Jake Tapper and Wolf's
Blitzer
on the background. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that I don't really sit down and watch it, you know?
Yeah.
Like the press conferences, sure. The things like
see,
that.
See, the press conferences
are great.
Because
I read USA Today every day. It gives me a quick, nice view at the news. And I'm good, you know? Yeah. And then whatever's on the internet as far as
you know
CNN.
What you should get is the app that says news, because it shows you the updates as they come in.
I know.
And like the Sean Spicer reports are the daily briefings. They're, you know, I told you they're getting more viewers than the soap operas in the daytime because they're
really?
Right after this show.
Oh, really?
They people watch it in bars. People watch it in coffee.
Whoa.
It is hilarious.
Really?
You gotta tune in.
Whoa.
They're just as gripping as a soap opera.
Whoa.
I mean, people are shouting. They're coming back. There's cameras on the reporters now, not just on Sean Spicer. Last week, he denied CNN, New York Times, and I mean, Washington Post. It was crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's very, you got to tune in.
I will.
It's very interesting.
But I'm missing out.
You should get
shit.
An app that at least gives you like the headlines of that thing, like news app. It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true, right?
Yeah. That'll help you.
Then you get it right away.
Yeah.
But yeah, my lunch pretty much looks like today's USA Today and CNN in the background.
Sure.
So something's sinking in.
You're sinking way in, better off than that than a lot of people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only problem is I don't have time for depth, which I used to do with Time and Newsweek, and I would and Business Week, and I still get them, but I don't read them anymore. So I had to stop the. Because I don't have the time,
yeah.
Really.
I think an app is up your alley. That way you can do it quickly.
Right.
Because
right.
They have really good apps.
But I like the in-depth stories. And,
I know. And you know what? I'm going to get you a New York Times subscription.
No, but it's not a subscription. I mean, I can afford it. It's not.
No, I know.
I'm just not. Oh, a New York Times.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Time.
No.
Oh, New York Times. I guess I could. Yeah, why not?
Because
why
it gets... And I don't read everything. Okay, I'll be super honest.
Yeah.
I don't get the business section. I really? Do not read that section. I read the R's, obviously, and I read the front page, and I read everything else.
Right.
But like Sports Monday, I'm going to maybe not read that. So
yeah,
I don't read
exactly.
Everything, right?
No, that's fine. I mean, I'm like that, too. I don't need even the sports section in the newspaper,
right.
You know?
But Sunday Review, like the Sunday Times is the big one you get.
Yeah.
And I'm in my pajamas, and
you
I'm reading Maureen
Dowd, cool. Yeah.
And it's like doing the crossword. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's true, yeah.
You feel good about yourself for looking smart. Totally vain.
Yeah. But and you can't really find any newspaper that leans way to the right.
Right, because I was going to say, well, maybe if the New York Times is too lefty for you, I was oh, yeah, what it could be? Breitbart?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, you could do...
So, you know, I mean, I tried... You know the magazine The Week? Have you ever...
No.
Okay, that's like a news weekly as well. But it's really cool because...
The National Review, you could do that one. That's a little more conservative.
I guess I could, but it's not a newspaper, right?
No.
Yeah, it's a weekly thing. But what I'm trying to say is on that publication, The Week... the reason I liked it is because they quote from different magazines and newspapers around the world and around America.
Globally,
and
you're saying.
So,
they do global. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it's I mean, they cover all this. It's in print. And they just do like, okay, opinion from this French newspaper regarding
that's cool.
The attack.
That's very cool.
Right?
I would love to get it.
So
on
they
that.
Tell, yeah. So they tell you what the columnists say, what the headlines say, what happened and, you know, and things like that in opinion pages.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah, it's really cool, right? So, and it tells you about everything. I mean, it's just like Time Magazine. It's got like style section and entertainment and sports and business and all that. But it's sort of like bits from everywhere.
Yeah, news app that I told you about, very similar. It's headlines and reports from all over newspapers, all over.
That's
and they
cool.
All are in a line, so you can just read what you want.
Okay, so tell me about it after the
for
show.
Sure, for sure, for sure.
Check it out. But the funny thing is, so I would read that and I said, you know what? I like it because they don't really have an opinion. You know, I get the bias.
Sure.
And if I get opinions, they get attached to people that are not... connected with the magazine.
Sure,
okay, like from different magazines or newspapers or whatever. And So then I see before the elections, they're really down. They're really like ramming it hard to Trump. And I thought, I didn't think they had a position here, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. So
it's hard for, I think, any press, even if you're right, pretty conservative, to stand neutral yeah here.
I mean,
to stand neutral in a face of saying you're the enemy of the people. That's even yeah Shepard Smith was like, that is insulting.
Right.
I mean, Fox News was saying CNN is not fake news. This is outrageous.
Right.
They go through the same things we go through. They have sources they have to check. They confirm, just like yeah we do.
No, just because he says it is doesn't mean that it is, you know? Because he says he's fake, that it's not fake.
Right.
You know?
But I'm saying even when, like, even, you know, Fox News goes there and says, you're insulting, you know, and who else was it? Someone was yelling at, not yelling, Reince Priebus, and was saying, this is crossed a line. And it's on Fox. This is on Fox. Chris Wallace. And he was saying, you've crossed a line now. When you call them us, the enemy of this people, now you've crossed the line. So even yeah the rightest of the right is saying this is unfair.
That's true, right? Wow.
So you can't, what the thing is, I don't get, how are you going to win, if anything, if you're going to piss off everybody?
Yeah.
Who do you have yeah left in your
no
corner?
No, he doesn't. He yeah doesn't. And I think we knew that in advance already when people wanted to disassociate themselves with him.
Yeah.
And businesses and, yeah, you know, and countries and leaders. And my God, who didn't, you know?
Yeah.
And
like the only one sticking around is Putin.
Yeah. No, I mean, really. And yeah it's I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how this whole thing
happened. What's interesting to me, too, is like the British Parliament has voted that he can't walk into the Parliament. That is just, that's our biggest
that's
ally.
Outrageous.
And they said, we are not, they will not allow it.
Yeah.
And it was unanimous. I mean, that's insane.
I know.
So that doesn't look good for us.
No, it doesn't, folks. No. But I mean, it's funny. I go to the bookstore and there's like survival guide yeah, for yeah the Trump era.
Well, now they're apparently for immigration because they're rounding up people. Someone was in with a brain tumor in the hospital. They took her and put her in ICE detention center.
No.
Absolutely.
Was
a mother.
She a criminal?
No, she was just undocumented. Literally, she was
but
in the hospital.
But I thought they were
hospital
going after criminal they, undocumented.
He opened it up to whoever they think, and they took her from the hospital ICU. Check this out.
Why would they do that?
This is my question. Read the yeah whole article.
Really?
It's very interesting. But the question is well, now I forgot what I was saying because I got really into what you're saying.
It's okay. I'm sorry. Well, we're out of time completely, okay, Tori, so we'll leave it for all next right time. Listen to the replay. And,
Underground Railroad. They're starting a new Underground Railroad for immigration people. They're religious, like churches are starting to have an Underground Railroad system, like when they had it with slavery, to protect people, to get them out to go to Canada.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
We're going back.
Oh, God. All right, everybody. Well, thank you all for listening. Thanks, Casey, for calling in. Very great conversations today. A lot
yeah
to think about, you know. But I think all in all, you got to stay happy. You got to keep on achieving and trying to achieve what you want, you know. I mean, the hell with what, you know. I mean, look, the world hands you something. You got to do something with it, you know.
Or take
you
it yourself like complain they did. Or, yeah they, or they take it yourself and do it, which
yeah
is what they did.
Exactly. So figure out the things you can change and change them, you know. And so forth for our inspiration for one day. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Take
thank
care,
you,
guys.
Tori.
Uh-huh.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.